This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Kharka with the news. The headlines first. Chhat festival being observed worshipping sun in different parts of the country, including Mid and Eastern Tarai. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba says people are supreme in democratic country. Health Ministry to administer Pfizer vaccine against COVID-19 from the 14th of November till the 20th of December. And U.S. judge refuses former President Donald Trump's bid to block Capitol riot records. Now the news in detail. The Chhat festival, a common cultural symbol of Tarai, is being marked in different parts of the country, including in Mid and Eastern Tarai. The festival fanfare has also been seen in different parts of the Kathmandu Valley. The sun, considered as the god of energy and of the life force, is worshipped during the Chhat festival to promote well-being, prosperity and progress. The festival is observed for 4 days from Kartik Shukla Chaturdashi to Kartik Shukla Saptami as per the lunar calendar. The ritual of Chhat festival includes taking holy bath, fasting and worshipping the sun for a long time and offering prasad and urga curd to the rising and setting sun. Meantime, President Vidyadevi Bhandari raised Kamal Pokhari of Kathmandu and performed worship by offering urga to the sun today on the occasion of Chhat festival. The 12th national census in Nepal is taking place from tomorrow till the 25th of November. The Central Bureau of Statistics at a press conference in Kathmandu today said the preparations for the census that occur in every 10 years have been over. The first phase of the census, wherein household and family listing takes place, has already been completed. Bureau Director General Nevin Lal Shrestha said approximately 40,000 enumerators and 8,500 supervisors would be mobilized to collect details of persons who have been listed or those who missed out the listing within 15 days. Census offices have also been established in all 77 districts and local census offices at 349 local levels. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba says people are supreme in democratic country. Addressing an event organized in Kathmandu today on the occasion of 107th birth anniversary of Nepali Congress founding leader Ganeshman Singh, Prime Minister Deoba said, people are at the center and periodic elections are important in democracy. The Prime Minister said the government should be responsible for people and it can be replaced by another if it fails to fulfill people's aspirations. On the occasion, he said it would be true and the great honor to the freedom fighter Singh by sustaining and prospering democracy through the successful implementation of the Constitution. The Ministry of Health and Population is all set to administer the Pfizer vaccine against COVID-19 from the 14th of November till the 20th of December. Health Ministry's Joint Spokesperson Samir Kumar Adhikari said the vaccination campaign was going to be launched targeting the chronic patients. The U.S. has given 100,620 doses of Pfizer vaccines. The Health Ministry said the 2 doses of the vaccines would be administered to the people above the age of 12. However, people are required to produce the documents of chronic patients. Meantime, a total of 440 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal today. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, the number of infections was confirmed while conducting sample tests of 6,418 people. Likewise, 474 people recovered from the virus infection in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, 6 persons died of the virus infection today. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Suresh, K के छ खबर, कहाँ छौ?
मेरो सब ठिक छ यार, अफिसमा छु। अनि घर तयार भयो तिम्रो?
अँ, घर त तयार भयो यार। अब घरमा इन्टरनेट, टेलिभिजन लाइन अनि टेलिफोन नम्बर पनि लिनु थियो। अब तिमी नै छौ यहाँ नेपालमा पाइने सुविधाको बारेमा जानकार भएको। म त 15 वर्ष भयो यार देशबाट टाढा भएको। सजेस्ट गर न यार, कुन राम्रो होला?
ए, इन्टरनेट, टेलिभिजन लाइन र टेलिफोन सेवाका लागि हो भने आँखा चिम्लेर नेपाल टेलिकमको फाइबर टु द होम FTTH सेवा लिइहाल। तिमीलाई चाहिएको सबै सुविधा नेपाल टेलिकममा पाउँछौ, ढुक्क भएर लिँदा हुन्छ।
ल, गजब भएछ। मलाई चाहिएको सबै सुविधा एउटै फाइबरबाट पाउने भएको छ। थ्याङ्क यू यार।
थ्याङ्क यू मलाई भन्दा नेपाल टेलिकमलाई भन। जनतालाई निरन्तर सेवा दिँदै आएको छ
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Chief of Army Staff Prabhuram Sharma has been conferred the honorary rank of General of the Indian Army today. President of India Ramnath Kovind conferred the rank insignia to Nepali Army Chief Sharma amidst a special ceremony organized at the President's office in New Delhi, India. On the occasion, General Sharma was presented with a sword insignia and a certificate of conferment order by the President during the ceremony. There is a tradition of exchange of honorary titles between the army chiefs of Nepal and India. General Sharma set out for New Delhi on Tuesday for a four-day visit at the invitation of the Indian Army Chief General Manoj Mukund Narbane. The government has urged the Republic of Korea to make arrangements for receiving the Nepali workers who passed EPS test as early as possible. During the fifth meeting of the bilateral consultation mechanism between Nepal and the Republic of Korea held in Kathmandu today, the government urged for this effect. The Nepal side also requested the Korean side to increase the number of quotas to Nepal on the EPS. Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs Lok Bahadur Thapa said the two sides also discussed on further promoting cooperation in the areas of COVID-19 response and recovery, trade, investment, energy, education, among others. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. A federal judge has rejected former President Donald Trump's request to block the release of documents to the House committee investigating the January 6 Capitol riot. Denying a preliminary injunction, U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan said on Tuesday that Congress had a strong public interest in obtaining records that could shed light on a violent insurrection mounted by the former president's supporters. She added that the President Joe Biden had the authority to waive executive privilege over the documents despite Trump's assertions otherwise. Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai has tied the knot with her partner during an Islamic ceremony in Birmingham. She and Asr Malik took part in Nikah ceremony where bride and groom consent to be married. The 24-year-old activist tweeted on Tuesday sharing how they had taken part in small Nikah ceremony with the family. The Pakistani women's activist found refuge in the West Midlands after being shot in the head by the Taliban in 2012. Malala was 15 years old when she was targeted by the Taliban in Pakistan for speaking up for the right of girls to be educated. Aged 17, she became the youngest person to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions and mainly fair in rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Chhath festival observed worshipping sun in different parts of the country, including mid and eastern Tarai. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba says people are supreme in democratic country. Health Ministry to administer Pfizer vaccine against COVID-19 from the 14th of November till the 20th of December. And U.S. judge refuses former President Donald Trump's bid to block Capitol riot records. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.